Homing in now on the different types of seducers and sinners one might encounter in life, Shlomo HaMelech describes here two distinct archetypes: those who openly and unabashedly perform disgraceful acts, and those who put on a guise of a different sort, pretending they intend good, while really their hearts contain only evil. Their respective attitudes, as expressed in this pasuk, the Gra explains, are also specific and fitting. There is a key distinction between the positive emotions of simcha, happiness, and gila, rejoicing. Simcha, the Gaon teaches, refers to something unexpected, something sudden and new. The wickedness of the sinner who decides to act in evil is something he finds this sort of happiness in, for the decision is whimsical and takes effect as soon as the desire expresses itself. It therefore carries with it a certain unexpectedness, a newness. On the other hand, gila alludes to a joy which was understood and appreciated all along. It is not associated with change or the introduction of some new element. Rather, it is working with matters as they have always been, and thus it is fitting to apply to the wrongful joy of a person whose backward advice, who speaks in opposites, see just above in Pasuk Yud Bet as well, is really just a cover for their wicked scheming. Their suggestions lead one down a path of evil, and when that evil finally becomes apparent for what it truly is, there is no surprise, for the seducer knew all the while that this was what the real intent was.